Building new end-use markets takes time but pays back dividends to farmers in the form of long-term demand for U.S. soy. And growing Hyolaic soybeans on your farm helps. Don Weiss from Fort Wayne has been raising Hyolaic for 4 years.
We've had a steady growth on acres. In 2023, we planted 300 acres of Hyolaic with two different varieties. The first year, we planted about 100 acres to try them. Overall, we've been very pleased with the program and the premiums.
And he is happy with the yields.
We have no difference in expectation this year than we have in past years. No yield drag. We've been pleased overall with the yields. We try to hold off on applying our burn down until right before we think we're going to plant these Hyolaic beans, generally a week or so ahead of our anticipated planting date, just to try to elongate that effectiveness of the burn down program that we use.
Don Weiss for United Soybean Board. Learn more at incornandsoy.org/premiums.